Join hands, Ted murmured, and concentrate. Steak titty, Susanna repeated, but to Jake she sounded dubious this time. Little Nick, Eddie began and then stopped. The blank wall at the end of the closet was gone. Where it had been was a small clearing with boulders on one side and a steep, scrub-crusted hillside on another. Jake was willing to bet that was Steak Titty, and if it was a way out of this enclosed space, he was delighted to see it. Stanley gave a little moan of pain, or effort, or both. The man's eyes were closed, and tears were trickling out from beneath the lids. Now, Ted said, lead us through, Stanley. To the others, he added, and help him if you can. Help him for your father's sakes. Jake tried to hold an image of the outcrop Ted had pointed to through the office window and walked forward, holding Roland's hand ahead of him and Susanna's behind him. He felt a breath of cold air on his sweaty skin and then stepped through onto the slope of Steak Titty in Thunderclap, thinking just briefly of Mr. C.S. Lewis and the wonderful wardrobe that took you to Narnia. 5. They did not come out in Narnia. It was cold on the slope of the butte, and Jake was soon shivering. When he looked over his shoulder, he saw no sign of the portal they'd come through. The air was dim and smelled of something pungent and not particularly pleasant, like kerosene. There was a small cave folded into the flank of the slope. It was really not much more than another closet. And from it, Ted brought a stack of blankets and a canteen that turned out to hold a sharp, alkali-tasting water. Jake and Roland wrapped themselves in single blankets. Eddie took two and bundled himself and Susanna together. Jake, trying not to let his teeth start chattering, once they did, there'd be no stopping them, envied the two of them their extra warmth.